It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We've got a friend, a guest from the community, Richard Smithson, who is the president of Expansion Ammunition. That is that new industry, that new plant that's going to be put in Hooks, Texas. It's at the Tex-America site. It's the old one, part of the old Lone Star Army ammunition plant back in the day. It's being put to great use. A great company is coming in here, and we're so glad to have Mr. Smithson back in here with us. How you doing today?
Good morning.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you back in here. Now, we had him in last month, right before they were going to have that big job fair for the new plant that's coming, where they're going to be, and you can tell us more for people that are just listening for the first time, didn't hear the last time you were in here, what you're exactly going to be manufacturing, but it's Expansion Ammunition that gives you kind of an idea. But talk about the success of the job fair. A lot of people showed up.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
We received over 3,000 applications. We don't know exactly, but we're guessing around 3,500 people showed up.
That's a lot.
We served 600 meals. We ran out of coffee and chips and cookies.
Uh-huh.
We were cutting the darn sandwiches in half trying to elongate them. Yeah, exactly. And the folks were very gracious. They didn't care about the lunch.
Yeah. No, it was about meeting you guys.
They just wanted to be there.
Yeah. And there were, you know, a lot of people looking for a good, solid company.
Right.
To work for. So there's a lot of people out there eager to get on board.
Well, our model's a little bit different than some of my colleagues that reside in Tex-America.
Uh-huh.
Nothing against those guys.
Uh-huh.
They're just more contract driven.
Right.
Where ours is commercial driven. And, you know, we supply so many different industries that need our product.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes residual, consumable,
and
that gives stability to the workforce.
Absolutely. Now, you had that big turnout, so now you're going through that huge process of vetting all the resumes and people and figuring out who is the right person for the right job.
I had to hire staff to go through the resumes.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Yeah. So we've got 12.
That's awesome.
We've got 12 people right now going through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, that's not an easy job.
No, it wouldn't be.
Because we want to give these folks a fair shot, but we're also looking for the right folks and the right backgrounds.
Right.
Yeah. So be patient, guys. We are doing it. You'll get emails very soon, some this week, and people will be called in for interviews.
All right.
Perfect.
And as you mentioned the last time you were in, I think you talked about it on Facebook a little earlier, but you know, you got different positions out there for different needs. Some of them are not specialty and can be trained for what they're doing. And others, you were looking for specialty people that had the special skills. But you said you were a little concerned, but you're not anymore because you found people with special skills.
It's amazing. We so picked the right place because I had no idea there was an underlying kind of an army of folks that want to do this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And that combined with our need and our good wage and all the cool benefits and perks we're offering, they came like a stampede.
That's
perfect. I love
That's
it.
That's great. So you got the skill that you need and the other folks that will be trained in the positions that they're doing, a little bit for everybody. And you talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, you're going to try to do a few things, to do a few special things out there that, it helps the people and helps you as well about the meals and things like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, you got to be able to think when you come to work for us. You can't just show up. So we give them a little brain food in the morning just to start their day. And then we have some pretty strict time frames because they're in Hooks. There's not a ton to you know, places to go eat.
Mm. Right.
So I'm not knocking those. Thankful that they're there. But we really don't have the extra half hour, 45 minutes for people to drive off site.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we're going to create a what we're calling the cantina on site so people can take advantage of that.
Perfect.
And get some brain food, cheap and nourishing.
Yeah, it helps Mr. Smithson because it gets them thinking.
Right.
And it helps them because it makes them feel good
right.
in their tummy.
You know where lunch is. Too easy.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's the biggest decision.
You know, something like that. It's nice to be able to have that. Well, this would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
It is quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Richard Smithson, the president of Expansion Ammunition, that new plant that's just about to get opened up in Bowie County. It's in Hooks, Texas. It's the Tex-America site. It's the old Lone Star Army Ammunition Plant, part of that. And they found a great place to put this expansion ammunition in. Now, Richard, we talked a little bit about the fact that you're getting ready to call those people in for the interviews and everything. You're through with phase one, but there'll be other phases for other people who didn't get their name in as far as their resumes are concerned, maybe later down the line.
Yes. Yes, we're not turning anybody away. We'll keep them in our database. You know, we're building five other energetic buildings, so it doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. So this is going to be a long-term process. You know, another 6 months, everyone will get sick of hearing me on the radio. Well, but you know, it's a cool thing we're doing.
Yeah. Yes,
so,
it is.
So it's cool for us. It's cool for the folks that we're hiring, and you know, we got some fun things planned. It's really just a matter of, gosh, we're ready to go. We're behind schedule, but we're you know, the weather this week, thank God.
Yeah.
I looked at all of our contractors and all of our guys that are doing the labor, and I said, gentlemen, take advantage of the weather, please.
Yeah, yes. When it's sunny and nice, let's get going.
So every day we inch closer. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, we hadn't talked about it today, but we talked about it the first time you were here. There's different agencies and people and organizations that you're going to be serving with this, like when it comes to police departments and things, the whole wide range. Talk a little bit about that.
We are, you know, our being Texans and being a Texas-based company, our goals are to service the Texas police departments as an institution first, okay? Second is all the school boards that are talking to us about training their teachers and their staff. Okay. Third is all of the gun ranges and all of the retail and pawn shops and folks that are part of Texas. Because, you know, everybody kind of kids about Texas being its own country. But in terms of ammunition, they're big enough to be that.
Right.
So we're not looking to sell on the outside for a while. We're looking to supply and create a constant flow right here in Texas for all the people that need it and want it and, quite frankly, deserve it.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Man, and back the blue.
Yeah.
We back the blue around.
Thank you for what you do.
You need to.
Yeah.
You really know, and we can argue all of that till the cows come home, but I'm sorry, folks. We need them. They need us. Mm-hmm. But when are we going to just say it and not be apologetic about it?
Absolutely.
Is there some bad ones? Sure. Is there some problems? Sure. But, you know, ask the people in Ukraine today if they'd like to have, you know, forces to protect their freedom.
I'm sure they would.
We have them here every day.
Exactly.
These guys go out on the line, the ladies, the men and women of the blue, as you say. Mm-hmm. So I can't get political, but the bottom line is we need them.
Now, you don't have to be political, but you can be patriotic and love your country and love people like the police officers and the people that serve in the military and protect freedom across the country, world. And so, we love them and we appreciate them and we want to help them in any way we can.
Of course we do.
Absolutely. That's one thing about Mr. Smithson. I mean, we've only met him a couple of times, but I mean, I can tell he's sincere, genuine, patriotic, loves his country, loves the Second Amendment, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, without that amendment, a lot of the other ones could fade away pretty easily.
That's what I'm saying.
See, and that's the part they don't understand,
right.
You know, when they talk about, well, amendments are up for what, rationalization? No, they're not.
No.
You know, and thank God that the founding fathers were smarter than some of our folks today.
Yeah.
Yes, they absolutely were, and there's no doubt about that. Richard Smithson from Expansion Ammunition. We're going to get Richard and Anna and you people out there to play a game. And the game that came up today is, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Of course we are.
The following questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the United States. If you get 4 out of 5 right, you're going on to the sixth grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5 right, I guess we're going to summer school.
No summer school. No time for that.
So are we ready?
Yes, we are.
And the good thing is, Richard, this is multiple choice.
All right.
Multiple choice. Who helped Columbus sail across the Atlantic Ocean back in the day? Was that A, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, B, Queen Elizabeth and King George, or C, King Omar and Queen Olga?
Well, not the Olga.
Who helped Columbus sail across the Atlantic Ocean? Does anybody know?
Wasn't it Ferdinand, maybe?
I believe so.
Ferdinand, maybe, is correct.
Okay.
King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella were the ones that helped Columbus sail the ocean blue in 1492. All right. There was a movie a long time ago, back in the 60s, starring Dick Van Dyke. It was called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Right.
I do remember the movie slightly, but it was a book first. It was written. So was it written by A. Ian Fleming, B. L. Frank Baum, or C. Robert Louis Stevenson? Who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Wasn't Stevenson.
See, I wouldn't know this.
Do I have time to Google this?
Yes, quickly.
Didn't Ian Fleming do the Bond books? James Bond, I think he did.
Well,
he also did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
He retired, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, what is the weight of air? Is that A, air mass, B, air pressure, or C, humidify? What is the weight of air? And if you like weather.
Oh, he's hitting for something. No. We can just guess. I'm going to go with pressure because the other two don't make sense.
Well, yeah, back in the day, they don't do it so much anymore. Back in the day, the old meteorologist was saying the barometric air pressure is 29.27.
Right.
Yeah, it's air pressure
okay.
is the weight of air. Fill in the blank with the proper word or words.
Okay.
Research blank that regular exercise is good for your health.
All right.
Okay. Research blank that regular exercise is good for your health. Should it be... Research A has shown, B showed, or C had shown. Is it has shown?
A.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him. He's the smart one.
He's right.
Good.
Thank you. I didn't have to repeat those again because it's not very easy.
That's like, which way is it going to go?
And finally, the final question. When liquid changes from gas, When liquid changes to gas,
all right.
We call the process... A, condensation, B, precipitation, or C, evaporation, when liquid changes to gas.
You've got this one.
Condensation, precipitation, or evaporation?
Evaporation.
Yeah.
Correct! So, Mr. Smithson and Anna we'll just put them on into high school.
Oh, thank you. We were worried.
That's about as far as I got.
Yeah. I hope y'all played along. That was good. Thank you for playing along with us.
Thank you.
Once again, Expansion Ammunition. When do you think that you'll get production started? Because it's a process.
Well, like I said, we're a little behind, but we're pushing it right now. Mm-hmm. So within we're shooting for about 45 days.
Okay.
So
good.
What is that? 1st of April?
That's about target.
About that time. All right. And once again, give them the website if people want to go online and look at it, explore, and if they're thinking about maybe going ahead and sending in their resume for the next round.
exp-ind.com.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You guys are great. We appreciate the time. We really do.
We love having you in. We'll have you back.
Yeah.
We're excited that Expansion Ammunition is coming to our area, bringing a quality place to work. Nice people running the show there, and just a good place to make a living. And just glad that we got quality jobs in our area and producing what they're producing. It's great.
It's about freedom, you guys.
I love it. It absolutely is. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.